Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Tuesday evening, markets and company news, and our commentator tonight is Zimeli Mbanjwa from FNB Wealth and Investments. Zimeli, let's start with a broad performance look at the JSE today. A bit of a pullback because there was so much excitement yesterday as the all share closed in on that 100,000 point mark.
Yes, thank you for having me, Jeremy. Yes, that is correct. Yesterday was a very strong day of trading. Most of the benefit really came from the resources prices movement. I think that's, to be honest, that's been the strongest performing sector this year. So that has benefited us quite a lot as a gold and platinum mining country. So yesterday, it pushed a bit further. I think there was also excitement around that 100,000 points mark. But I think, you know, today looking at it, I mean, you would probably expect, you know, at these levels, the more contrarian investors, whenever you say, you know, record levels, they will probably sell. So maybe a bit of profit taking, but resources are also down. There's been a pullback there. Maybe a bit of profit taking there. Platinum, palladium I'm looking at right now, as well as gold, a bit softer than they were yesterday, as well as oil. So I think, yeah, that's why we're seeing in the pullback a little bit. But I think, you know, there is still a bit of positive momentum, albeit, it's contingent of what happens going forward, especially as it relates to our relations with America, as the 1st of August comes closer. So, you know, I think that there's a bit of caution there as well. I think for now, the market is just sitting in a more cautious position, trying to see what's going to happen.
And talking about cautious positions, the market very unforgiving as far as Sasol is concerned. Note out today saying that it will achieve volume guidance across most of its business segments going into the future. Yet the share price today, and I'm just pulling it up on my screen right now, down by almost 4.5%.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's very rough for Sasol. Yesterday, though, Sasol did close, I think it was about 6.5% higher, I think off of just more positive commodity price movements, particularly oil and some chemicals. But today, I mean, we got the report for the year. While I think for the most part what we saw was positive, very well guided for, most operations met or exceeded guidance. But what I think also there wasn't that much clarity on, you know, forward looking for the next financial year, like guidance for the next financial year. There's also, they spoke about, you know, earnings per share would improve by more than 20%. There was a loss last year, but they didn't necessarily give any more clarity on how much what to expect exactly, particularly as it relates to headline earnings per share, which involves some adjustments. And they did say there might still be adjustments to the figures, which they'll present come results day. So I think that opaqueness is what sort of was a bit unforgiving, or maybe what sort of put the market back a little bit. But overall, I think the underlying business, I think the self-help initiatives that they are putting in place, they are for the most part positive. But as I said, market is very unforgiving when it comes to Sasol.
On the back of a stronger global iron ore price, interesting to see that both Kumba and Thungela up today, 4.16% and 3.3% respectively.
Yeah. As I said, there's a stronger iron ore pricing. The market fundamentals right now, I think for the most part, what's really driving is how the market is observing, or maybe how it's looking at what's going on as it relates to tariffs. There's a bit of front loading here and there, but it's always positive to see, improved volumes rather in the iron ore, particularly when it relates to, you know, markets like China. So we are seeing some benefit from there. However, from the other commodity sectors like gold and platinum today, it's a bit softer. So that's sort of dragging the market a bit down a little bit.
There was a report out overnight talking about fund managers starting to increase their exposure to banks, but also apparel retail, positioning themselves to benefit from improving domestic conditions. And we saw a number of those apparel retailers' share prices bump nicely yesterday. But let's be under no mistake, we still are haunted by the specter of high inflation. Those numbers are out tomorrow and it could inch upwards.
Yeah, definitely get the fact that for now, inflation, I think, if you're looking at it, what we're expecting tomorrow, we're expecting it to see to be around that 3% mark, 3.1. Probably going to be pushed higher by the food inflation, particularly as it relates to meat. However, you know, oil markets or the oil component will sort of add to a deflation of that figure. So we expect it to be anchored around 3%. But just to get on to the apparel as well as banking sector, I think, yeah, the tailwinds we expect are for the most part may be a net positive for these sectors. I mean, lower inflation rate, lower interest rates, particularly, we'll see, you know, those credit policies from the banks sort of loosen a little bit more advances increasing in the bank's books. But I also think, you know, with a more active economy, you will also see some of that non-interest revenue tick up, particularly as it relates to like trading fees and all of that. So I see how the banks may benefit there, as well as obviously the apparel players as discretionary spending improves. You may see that. And I think over the near term or the near to medium term, that may have an upward effect on inflation.
And just finally, decode this one for us, a story in Business Day today about Reinet, that is Johan Rupert's investment vehicle, net asset value falling just under 5% in the June quarter. The report says the decline reflects decreases in the estimated fair value of some of its investments. What's behind that, or is that just a simple rotation and recalibration exercise?
I think so. I mean, they recently announced that they'll be selling one of their more stable and more, as I'd say, rewarding investments, which was in PICG, that being the Pension Insurance Group Limited. So they say they'll be selling that. You remember that they also sold out of the BAT investment. So I think in reality, we're starting probably to see a book that is less stable than it was when they held these assets. And obviously, I think once they sell the PICG, I think the current estimates, if I remember correctly, is that they'll have around 80% of their allocation in cash. So they'll be very liquid. You know, I think the market also is sort of a bit apprehensive around that, in that, you know, they charge obviously a management fee, but a management fee for mostly cash isn't that attractive. So we wonder what is going to happen after they divest from PICG. But yeah, I think it is reflective of these more stable investments being sold out of the book. And perhaps that's what this is showing, the lower NAV.
We'll talk to you next week. That's Zimeli Mbanjwa from FNB Wealth and Investments. Always appreciate your time and your insight. 102.7.